Who got the keys to the Jeep? Vroom. Let's talk about theft today on True Comedy. What's up, everybody? Welcome to True Comedy. My name is Kirsten Cunningham.
And I am Nicholas J. Finch.
Wow, that accent. I'm never ready for it, y'all. But thank you all so much for tuning in to True Comedy. True Comedy is a weekly podcast where Nick and I, two best friends, talk about anything and everything that we find interesting or things we don't find interesting. We just talk about it for clicks, you know?
That's right. The show's made up and the points don't matter. Wait a minute. That's the wrong show. Thank you. And thank you for subscribing, liking, sharing. Oh, you are
buffering hard today.
Huh?
I said you were buffering hard today, Nick. I don't think you knew what you're about to say.
I didn't. It's okay. Liking, watching, listening. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing it.
Thank you for being our friend.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to us while you travel up and down the road again.
It's never started from the bottom. Now we hear ya. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now listen. All right.
Listen here, brother.
Seriously. Thank you, guys. Also, thank you to our sponsor, the Clark County Small Business of the Year.
Okay.
Key Creations.
Yes. Use they the promo code. And accolades.
The NAACP, not the NAA. Mm. You don't say NAA anymore. You say NAACP, Small Business of the Year, Key Creations. Use the promo code podcast with Key Creations. Get $3 off your total order. It helps her, helps us, supports my business. And congrats to my sister for getting that huge honor.
You've been on her smile.
That's literally her ringtone.
You're two of a kind. So.
Okay, I'm done.
Sister.
Okay, so Nick, I kind of hinted to it in the opening. I don't know why I'm on this track, but I think today we're going to talk about people being dumb. Okay. Or just situations of people being dumb around the idea of car theft. Okay. I think since people got so hooked on GTA and all that mess, everybody thinks they want to be a gangster and steal some cars. I don't know why I said that word that way either. I've never in life said gangster. And that was really weird.
Gangster.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. But yeah. Okay, Nick. Okay. So, car theft. Cars being stolen.
Grand Theft
Auto.
Had
a car stolen? Yes, GTA. Have you ever had a car stolen?
No, thankfully.
Ain't got a good one to do it.
All the time.
Okay. Well, let's take a trip, Nick. Most people listen to podcasts normally while they're in their cars anyway or driving. So if you're driving, you're probably going to be really paranoid by the time you get out where you're going.
Sorry about that, folks.
Trigger warning. Are your doors locked? Do you know who's behind you?
Why are you saying it like that? You know you got a deep, scary black voice.
I just have a deep, scary voice. My voice has no race.
I hate to tell you this, brother, but your voice is black.
Okay. Well, a Florida man's dating app matches set him up to be carjacked.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
A Florida man got more than he bargained for after his dating app match set him up to be carjacked. So, first off, before we even get into it, I wonder where they were trying to go on this date when he's going to be carjacked, because I don't know if you've been scrolling on social media. Apparently, ladies have made this list of all these places that they feel that they are too good for on a first date.
Man.
And I just have one message to say to you ladies.
What's that?
You can have your thoughts and prayers by yourself.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh. You preaching now. Just don't say
it'll
that to your wife.
It'll be different. If they were like if you put McDonald's, I ain't going there on the first date. Okay. But like you put places where like it's still a decent little grip to pay for. That's what I don't understand.
A decent little grip to pay
for. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Who are you right now?
I don't know. Mr. Freeze.
No, you too black for that.
I mean,
okay, wait a minute. When I say too black for that, I was not talking about your skin tone in a sense that Mr. Freeze was actually super white.
Because he was frozen.
Because he was frozen. Ice, yeah. Baby. So that wasn't me picking on you. That was just me being actual baby. And factual.
Vanilla about ice baby.
About a mythical person.
This man said mythical.
Mythical.
Like he's written down in legends.
He is Weasel.
Okay. Well, let's go to Titusville, Florida, where Titusville Police Department said the 24-year-old Brianna Edie and an unidentified 35-year-old Orlando man decided to meet in person on September 24th at an apartment complex after communicating over a dating app. I'm not going to give that dating app any clout because they don't pay us. According to an affidavit obtained by Fox 35 Orlando, the pair drove to a nearby park in the victim's 2013 Mazda CX-9. When the couple arrived, the park was closed. So the pair decided to return to the apartment complex. Sketch. During the ride back, the victim told police that Edie was on her phone, sending and receiving multiple text messages. At one point in time, she also made a phone call to someone, police said. Police said around 11:50 p.m., the two arrived back at the apartment where they were met by two suspicious men, including one who was carrying a gun. Let's pause. So when I started reading this story, I didn't know what time these people were going out on a quote unquote date. It's 11:50 p.m. and you robbing back to your place that you just left because you were going to go to the park for a date. That doesn't sound really like a date. That sounds real suspicious at 11 p.m. at night, because I know what my grandmama said wasn't open anytime that late was number legs and something else.
Booty, 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 booty. Oh, legs and strip clubs, right?
So why are you trying to go on a date that late to a park? That sounds like really, I think, the news people were trying to be real nice on writing this story. It sounds like these folks went for a moonlit rendezvous somewhere.
Let me stop you right there.
And decided to let's jack the car.
There ain't no such thing as news people trying to be nice when writing a story. News people want the story.
And okay. Well, they just did this in a lot of subtext because I want to know what the date was. Okay. Apparently, the armed man allegedly ordered the victim out of his vehicle and demanded him to give him the keys.
Be careful with saying orange man like that. You know how folks be.
I didn't say orange man.
What did you say?
The armed man. Armed.
I thought you said armed orange. Man. I thought you said orange.
No, you thought Tangelello Trump came down here to rob folks? No.
Hey, man. Hey, get it how you live. You never know.
Okay. Well, during the robbery, the victim said that Edie calmly exited the vehicle and appeared to just stand around and wait. Could you imagine taking a girl out? A lot of her homeboys to come jump you, and then she just gonna slide on out the way, stand over here in the back, take a selfie, put this on my Snap prop story. Looky here, look, we got him, we got him. Ain't no Cheesecake Factory in this bit, bruh.
Bro, I'd be
mad. You ain't running
hell.
Me to Applebee's for no dollar martini. I mean, dollar margarita, because that's the word, not martini. The victim was ordered to lay in the grass, and he noticed the two men and Edie got into the stolen vehicle and drove off together. According to the affidavit, the victim was able to provide photographs of Edie from the dating app, which led to her positive identification and arrest. Yeah, you didn't even delete the app once you got done robbing somebody.
Not at all. Not at all.
What a shame. Just got to be dumb, you know? People just out here doing stupid stuff.
I like the fact that you can get on a dating app to rob somebody.
Hey, people, I guess, used to do it on Craigslist. Now they're doing it on dating apps.
Might as well. I mean, get it how you live, brother. That's why you need to just do the simple thing of going to the club and meeting a girl, or going to church and meet the girl. Go meet the girl at church. That's the best place to meet the girl.
What we aren't going to do is condone you all committing crimes and robbing folks.
I know you weren't.
I just want people to know that we ain't saying go rob anybody. Okay.
But it might be fun though, you know?
Well, Florida woman beat up mom, stole her car, and then hit her with it. Yeah, I don't know what's been going on in this great month of October, but a Florida woman allegedly beat her own mother up after an argument and then stole her car and hit her with it.
It's Scorpio season, so folks are acting crazy.
Amber Sharon Rusnak, 25. Apparently, she was pictured grinning wildly in a mugshot released by Brevard County Sheriff's Office after she was booked on charges of aggravated battery and carjacking. Yeah. A witness called 911 around noon that day to report the mayhem, which happened to be on Temple Street in Cocoa, Florida.
Cocoa.
I can't read. No,
that sounds actually a whole lot like gimmick infringement from Coca-Cola.
No, it's actually Coca, Florida.
Coca.
I just sped past it because, can't read.
That's even worse. Coca, Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, they trying to copy Atlanta. Coca, Florida is not Atlanta.
It's chocolate, Florida.
Mm.
But not like chocolate. Yeah. I just can't believe. First off, I just pictured me. No, I didn't. Yes, I did. I thought about what would happen if I decided to beat up my mother, steal her car, and then hit her with it. I didn't get past thinking the thought of hitting my mama in real life. Like, that's where that would go. I don't care where I could be. I could be on the complete opposite side of the world. And I think to do this, I am thinking I'm dead after that. I am in a nice suit, laying on my back. My arms are crossed. I look sleek, but happy at the same time. I'm dead.
Yeah, because I don't think that's going to go over well.
You've met my mother.
Yes, I have met your mother. That's exactly why I know that I would, 10 out of 10, would not recommend.
Mm-hmm. So, Nick.
Yeah.
Those first two stories.
Uh-huh.
Black, white, or other?
White.
Data nap getting jacked. Who was that?
That's white.
Okay. And this person, beating up their mama. Who you think?
That could be white or other.
Okay, well, you were wrong on the first one. First one, that was all us.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You got to think about it. 11:50 going to the park.
Yeah, that makes sense. Go into the park to do it.
I mean, moonlight, menagerie. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's definitely not a menagerie because that's a case.
Oh, my goodness.
Like little treasures.
Listen to me. You could have chosen a lot of words, but you said moonlight menagerie. I respect that decision, but like, what are you doing?
Bro, I don't know. I'm just here, okay? I'm just here.
Also, I don't want to interrupt you.
Definitely white. Last person. Okay.
Definitely white.
Well, don't.
You said... I'm going to interrupt you now.
Okay.
I want to brag on myself a little while. So as you were telling the first story.
You brag on yourself.
As you were telling the first story, I don't know if you've looked at your screen.
I know. I saw what you were doing with the backgrounds and changing stuff and making it look all nice and stuff. Like you knew what you knew that you know what you're doing. So one day if people see this, they'll see the work that Nicholas did.
That's right. So you'll be able to go on this podcast episode one day if we decide to post it, which I hope we do.
We may just post snippets.
Yeah.
Because you know, I'm looking all off camera.
You sure are, but that's okay. You always look off.
I gotta be able to read.
That's what I'm saying. But see, you got like two screens, one for the plug and one for the show.
Show. Hey. It would have been so much better if there wasn't space in between that, but there was. We slow, we know.
We're not full-time comedians. We have other jobs, okay?
Barely. I mean, barely. Nick, I don't know. Yeah, we do have other jobs.
Mm-hmm. We have them.
Multiples.
Mm-hmm.
In abundance. Thank you.
Never would have made it. Mm-hmm. Ooh, hey, do you still twerk when I sing Never Would Have Made It?
Never would have made it. Oh my God, Nick, I don't. That's you. Okay. Let's just, you know.
I would have lost it all.
Okay, here's a very unusual carjacking. It's really just a jacking from a car. A clever bear uses a cooler as a stool to steal snacks from the car.
Choose your words.
I am choosing your words.
Choose your words.
I am choosing my words. You're just choosing to take them all types of weird ways and stuff.
Hey, let me hit you like a New York dude. Pause. Pause.
Okay. Well, called him Smokey the Bandit, the sneaky bear, proved it was no ordinary thief.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
Listen, I got distracted by watching the video. Ingeniously using a cooler as a step stool so it could snatch food from a parked car. Long story short, there's this black bear. It pulled a cooler out of it, opened a truck door, pulled the cooler out, stood on the cooler so it could actually crawl in through the front seat, like through the front window, and steal food out of it. That is wild. That happened also this year. I don't know what it's been with bears.
Yeah, I was gonna
ask
you.
Out here in the wild.
No bears in the wild.
They're just out here, y'all.
Hey, man.
They're just out here doing their thing.
I mean, it's 2023. Bears are running wild.
Nick, listen to me. You're trying to make a joke, but listen, you smile. That smile is so creepy.
Well, it's
like Jack Nicholson Joker.
Okay, if you remember that reference, you're old. If you remember that reference, you're really old.
I don't.
Oh, that's the Joker's laugh at the end of the first Batman movie.
Oh, he's laying on the concrete. I should know this. I actually like Batman. You hate Batman.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Nick, we've had a whole discussion about this.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
There's podcastial evidence.
Podcastial evidence. Well, let me say this. I don't know why my voice just switched right then. Anyway,
I don't
podcastial evidence. Let me rebuttal. Sir, I think the Batman is overrated. I think his movies are overrated. I don't hate the Batman. I just hate that he's such a mythical figure because everybody hates Superman so much.
Mythical?
Why do I keep saying mythical?
I don't know.
What? And stop pointing it out, okay? I have a verbal tick. It's mythical today. The magic word of the day is mythical.
Mythical menagerie. There we go. Two words that we don't know why we say it on this show, but we have.
Uh-oh. I think somebody just named the episode.
No, because I can't spell menagerie.
Boy, you can Google it.
I know how to spell menagerie. Just don't ask me to.
Manadry.
No, it's so different. Nicki, trust me.
Nicki Minaj tree.
Yeah, there we go. Nicki Minaj tree. There we go.
Minaj tree. All right. Ministry. Minajurigi.
Spelling ain't my ministry, but it's okay.
Could you imagine if spelling was a ministry?
I mean, you done won.
And the L-O-D said to M-E, I am the L-I-G-H-T, the T-R-U-T-H, and the W-A-Y. And no man come to the F-A-T-H-E-R but by M-E. Can I get an amen?
A-M-E-N.
A-M-E-N. There you go.
Try to spell hallelujah next Sunday.
Talk about the fact. Hey, no. Hey, talk about the fact that I hit that Bible verse or I hit that scripture like right on the money spelling it.
I'm just happy you were able to spell.
I was really impressing myself right then.
I can only see you thinking a little bit, so that's good. Right. That's good, Nick. You look like that was natural. I didn't see like the letters forming on your forehead from the veins up there, but for like two of them words. Yeah, and one of them words was M-E. I knew. That one planned.
I knew. Because it was true.
I know. I saw you trying to. Y'all. Nick, he really struggled to spell me, y'all. I'm not lying. I could see Nick was like, oh, God, this word's coming up. Oh, my God. Me. It's two letters. A-T. Jimmy. That's what he wanted to say. Yeah. Well, Nick, carjacking. Okay. Let's not do it. But if we're going to do it, y'all, let's not be this stupid. A Louisiana man tries to carjack an unmarked police vehicle with three cops inside. Yeah, this happened in August 2012. So it's a little time ago.
Could you imagine that being you walking up to a car trying to carjack and there's three, they're just sitting there like.
They just chilling, dude. Relaxing.
Why is there three of them in there?
Okay, so here we go. Yeah. A 25-year-old man from Princeton, Louisiana tried to carjack an unmarked police vehicle with three on-duty cops in it. Here's how it happened. On August 1st, 2012, around 4:30 p.m., a Louisiana State Police detective and two members of the United States Marshals Fugitive Task Force were stopped at a traffic light on Spring Street in downtown Shreveport. The officers were riding in the trooper's unmarked Louisiana State Police unit when Joshua Adam Carter, a 25-year-old white male of Princeton, Louisiana, approached the vehicle, attempted to steal it from the officers. Carter began pulling on the vehicle's door handle and demanded the door be opened. After realizing that the doors were locked and the vehicle was occupied by police officers, he fled the scene. The officers quickly gave chase and apprehended Carter without incident. Carter was taken into custody and transported to the Shreveport City Jail, where he was charged with attempted carjacking.
Still don't understand.
You walking up on a vehicle that's like in motion. They were riding in this vehicle and stopped at a light. Is it that rough in Louisiana?
You want the funny answer or the real answer?
I mean, both.
Yes.
Okay. I need to know.
Is that rough down there? Like, you know, okay. You know that rough down there, baby, when they got their own way of talking, because they gotta be able to cope with what's going on, you know. And then sometimes you get there really in there, and you get the coach O, and then you really in the swamp when you get to the coach O.
But like, Louisiana really is a different place. Like, it's so different. A Louisiana man was seen driving with a giraffe in the bed of his truck.
Now, where he got a giraffe from?
I don't know. A man in North Louisiana was seen driving through Shreveport and even on the highway with a huge giraffe in the back of his trunk. Several photos have surfaced on social media with the man and giraffe. There are some even asking, was the animal suffering?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. A giraffe was suffering. A giraffe's neck is not designed to go down the highway.
The man went to Popeye's Chicken and got food with the giraffe.
How black you gotta be to go to Popeye's with a giraffe in the back?
Listen to me. Really? But you want to know the kicker?
Yeah.
So this was not a real giraffe.
Okay.
It was a stuffed one, but it looks so freaking real that that's why people were calling the police. But all I know is if I'm driving through Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen and I see a giraffe back there, I'm just going to think that everybody in this kitchen is high.
Hey, listen, just
and
for
we
the
are
record,
shared, having a shared hallucination.
Just for the record, it's just Popeye's Kitchen when it's in Louisiana.
For real? You're about to make me look that up, Nick.
I don't know. It's like Mexican food in Mexico. It's just food.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like some food? What are we having? Tacos. Oh, you want me to have some Mexican? No, it's just food.
Okay. Interesting. Whew. Okay, Nick, we're moving on from giraffes in the back seats of cars. We're moving just a little bit past, you know, normal carjackings. Let's talk about.
Yeah, you're really having fun with the word jacking. Like, I'm going to need you to slow that down.
Car jacking. Is that what you wanted? Did that do it for you?
Yes, okay. I really enjoyed that. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Can you slow it down more?
Hopefully you don't enjoy this. 10-year-old boy steals construction equipment. Exactly. Nick, a 10-year-old boy steals construction equipment and wreaks havoc on a neighborhood. Yeah, this happened in September of this year, because I guess we're out here jacking anything and everything.
Oh, God, there you go again.
In Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Oh, this boy's name is definitely Owen.
A 10-year-old boy is accused of stealing a Bobcat construction vehicle and wreaking havoc as he drove it through his Pittsburgh neighborhood. Sorry, I meant Pittsburgh. I don't know about
what did you say before?
Either. I think I said Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh is in Pennsylvania.
We said Mount Lebanon. Ooh, these people need to write articles that make sense.
My Lebanon.
Yeah. According to KDKA, the child stole the equipment from a construction site in Mount Lebanon around 7:30 p.m. on a Monday night. Surveillance videos from Anna Jean Sunder shows the child plow through a fence while driving the vehicle on the sidewalk.
Plow was a choice of word. That was intentional. It was. Super intentional.
It was. The homeowners can be seen running out of the house and chasing the bobcat vehicle down the street.
Did they name the child?
They're not going to name the child in the article. But it could take out my fence, but it did take a mental note that the person driving it did seem a little bit short. Neighbor Lucy Sullivan told WTAE they were wearing a hard hat with the headlamps. It was quite bright and you couldn't really see his face.
That kid was on a mission.
This kid is dressed up as Bob the Builder out here stealing construction equipment. I'm sitting here like, what did the kid get a child-sized construction hat from a probably his Halloween costume? This ninja dressed up as Bob the Builder on Fix It Felix. He said, can we do it? Yes, I can.
Absolutely. Absolutely can.
Shoot, this man, there was one neighbor whose car got messed up and it's worth like $15,000 worth of damage. Yeah, I was in the shower and just heard just like a really loud crash and a bunch of beeping. And I had a feeling, honestly, I've been in a lot of car accidents. So I had a feeling it was probably my car, but I didn't know it'd be anything like this, Taylor Shea said. So y'all, hide your keys to your construction equipment. Just put them up.
I love it. I love the idea of a little kid stealing construction because, you know, I have this vivid imagination. Mm-hmm. So I'm just sitting here like I think my eyes were closed while you were reading it because I'm just imagining this little kid mm-hmm. just plowing through things on a tractor.
Yeah.
With a little hand lamp on it. It's so cute, but he's being so destructive. It's a cute destruction. I just love it. I love everything about it. Oh,
a Walmart's outside. It's like, where's my van go? Oh. Didn't. That was punny. Real.
For me.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
You want to talk about other kids and just car thefts? Well, a man steals a car with a boy inside, comes back to return the child and scold the mom. Beaverton police say that the thief reportedly ordered the woman to get the child out of the car before driving off again. This was in Beaverton, Oregon. Police say a man stole a car and a woman's car with her young son inside, then quickly turned around, returned the child to his mother, and scolded her for leaving him there. It happened just after 9 a.m. Saturday outside the Basics Meat Market in the block of Southwest Crayon Road. Sorry, Canyon Road.
God almighty!
If y'all only knew the words I skipped before that.
He skipped so many words like that. I need to put the hard R here.
Always the hard R.
Always
you'll
hard
never
R.
Listen, word of advice, listeners. You'll never have an issue if you use the hard R.
word of advice, listeners. Don't listen to that word of advice that you just got.
Or do you?
No.
Everybody, we're here for a good time, not a long time sometimes, you know.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be a really...
Your results may vary. Results vary.
I'm here to tell you right now, it's going to be a really, really short time if you use that in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people, the wrong audience, and the wrong hemisphere. Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. Well, the woman told police that she left her 4-year-old son in her silver Honda Pilot with the engine running to do some quick shopping in the store. You left a 4-year-old in a car?
In a Honda Pilot at that?
At least we got 10-year-olds out here driving construction equipment. I'm sure a 4-year-old can figure out how to drive your car.
At least leave them in an Astro van. You play the game and watch TV and stuff.
I mean, you left a 4-year-old in a car by themselves.
Like, what are we doing?
No, that's dumb.
You're bugging.
And see, I know a 4-year-old probably can drive a car. You want to know why, Nick?
How?
Because like a Utah boy, 5 years old, steals his parents' car so he can go buy a Lamborghini in California. In Ogden, Utah, when Trooper Rick Morgan saw drivers maneuvering away from a slowly swerving SUV on a Monday, he thought he was about to pull over an impaired driver. The driver complied with Morgan's siren and pulled to the shoulder of the freeway, but when Morgan got to the car's window, he didn't find an adult behind the wheel. When I got to the window and the windows came down, I wasn't quite sure what to think, Morgan told KSTU. It was pretty clear when the window came down, it was a young, very underage driver. Morgan said he asked the driver, a five-year-old boy, where he was headed. California, the kid replied.
That's a very key response. Yeah. I'm going to California.
The trooper said the boy had gotten into an argument with his mom, and when she told him she wouldn't buy him a Lamborghini, he took the family's vehicle and set out for his sister's house in California. There, he planned on buying the Lambo, even so he would have only run into a dead end. Lamborghinis cost roughly $200,000. Morgan said the child only had $3 in his wallet.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, nobody was hurt. So, yeah. How you let your child steal your car?
You know what, Kirsten? We've been talking about children stealing cars.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about children. I need to ask you a question. I had a question. I have two questions I need to ask, and they play off each other. And it's completely off the beaten path from what we've been talking about. But I promised myself, I made myself a note to bring this up on the show.
On this one?
On this show. On this show.
This episode?
This right here. This episode right here. Because, you know, it's my show. Wink, wink.
Sure.
Wink, wink. Hey, what you mean, sure?
I just wanted to get a rise out you.
What you mean, sure? My name on the logo first.
You right.
Now, thank you. It's Nick and Kirsten.
Uh-huh.
Also, if you use conjunctions, it's Kirsten and Nick. Let's need to hear no
conjunction, what's your function?
Okay, so in one of my other groups that I talk in a lot, we had this conversation about, you know, this topic, and I have to ask you a question. So, you know, it's not natural for a man to be, you know, to have a baby in his body. Like, you know, we don't carry the babies, right? Stick with me here. We were all sober. This is a sober conversation, allegedly. My question to you, since it's not natural for a man to carry a baby, if you are being paid to carry a child, what's your asking price for carrying a baby to term? Like, how much would you need to be paid to be pregnant?
The estate of Walt Disney, because apparently that's what money he's giving out if a man get pregnant.
Who's giving it out?
Apparently Walt Disney estate, some money was being left to the first man that got pregnant.
Well, hold on. It's not about a man getting pregnant. What I'm asking you is that, like, they take an embryo and they put it inside you. What's your asking price?
Oh, I just told you that Walt Disney money.
Walt Disney money? But is it Walt Disney money? Has it been adjusted for inflation?
Oh, yeah, because, always.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because, you know, Walt Disney back in the day, he might have said, you know, $100,000 to the first man to get pregnant. And that would have been well and good when Walt Disney was alive. But right now, $100,000 wouldn't even cover half your student loans.
Whose student loans? You don't take care of mine.
Okay, my bad. Let me get out your pockets. My bad. That's on me. That's on me. Let me get you. Let me get out your pockets. That's on me. That's on me.
Washed away.
Okay, my bad. Let me get out your pocket. Well, it wouldn't cover half my student loans. All right. Okay. So it wouldn't do that. So I think my asking price.
You can still slide me. You can just slide me a couple hundred thousand.
A couple hundred thousand.
Yeah,
bro, I think we got to get in the hold on, let me do math.
The eight figures.
Hold on. At least
you
seven.
You want some billions?
At least seven. We got to start in the millions. Now, billions is too much. I mean, I'm not asking to be a billionaire. But
well, hold on.
At least
do we get this money legally so I got to pay taxes on it or no taxes? Because that actually affects my answer.
Yeah, taxes, brother. We got to get it legally.
Okay, so is it prize tax? Which prize tax you actually have to give 50% back? Or is it just like inheritance tax, so about 3 to 7?
Inheritance tax.
Okay, so 10 mil.
10 mil?
Because that's still going to leave me with like, we'll go 17 mil so I get like 15 back.
$17 million. That's what's up. Okay, so is that the lowest you'll possibly go?
No.
Okay, see that's what I want to know. What's the line of demarcation?
A couple hundred thousand. Yeah.
Brother, don't sell yourself short. You got to
do it half for a million.
You got to
I ain't gonna see any of this money. This ain't gonna happen. This is hypothetical.
You so want to know why that's funny to me? You want to know why that's funny to me? Because that's the lowest I said.
See, there you go. Half a meal. Shoot me up. Boom. Like Angela said, I want to.
Okay. Okay. You say, but here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. You get half a meal a month. But if you carry the baby all the way to term, you get an extra $20 million.
Kirsten, why would I not carry the baby to term?
Would you do it?
Yes.
You ain't even thinking about it. No hesitation.
No. No hesitation.
Bursting Kirsten.
That's who I would be.
You got to birth the child. You just say no hesitation. You carried it to term for
C-section me. Cut it out.
What if they can't C-section you? It has to come out.
They got to. Where's it going to come out from? There ain't nothing else it can come out from.
Your urethra.
Okay, I've had a polycatheter pull it out before with no anesthesia, anything down there. So just knock me out this time. Take it. My life is in your hands, Lord. If it's your will, it shall be done.
You said for $20 million, I just buy a new one.
Shoot. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Vroom.
$20 million, you just go down to Miami and get a
$20 million, Dr. No can yell at me. Dr. No off of my 600-pound life can yell at me. I'll do what he said. You can't eat this. No, okay.
You get that Dominican.
People going and getting BBLs for less, okay? People are paying for that. Listen to me. Oh, you got to lay on your back for a little while? Okay. You can't roll them on your stomach? Okay.
You using your stomach.
Getting a little tired, broken promises. Well, I'm getting everything. Listen to me. 20 mil?
$20 million to carry your child to birth term.
Shoot.
It's not like you wouldn't do it for $20 million.
Who need a surrogate? Who need a surrogate?
It's not like you wouldn't do it for $20 million. I bet you hang out with Dwight Howard for $20 million.
No, you're crossing the line. There, you're crossing the line. The man talk too much.
For $20 million? Hey, for $20,000, I would start playing Pop Lock and Drop.
Nick, you gotta go. You gotta go. You doing too much. You doing too much, Nick. Because like I was gonna just go. See, my next story don't even make no sense now because you told us what you would do for 20 mil. So dang. Okay.
I wouldn't do that for 20 mil. I just had to get that in there, you know.
But Nick, honestly, a million, so we speaking, right?
A million.
What would you do if you just found $1 million in the road?
I keep it.
Okay. So I want you to remember that. But let's take a little trip on a good old gospel ship. We're going to go sailing through the air at some point. A man throws $200,000 in cash out a window onto an Oregon freeway.
Oh, no.
This was after he drained his family's shared bank account.
That's rude.
Right. So this was in Eugene. There was quite a scene on a freeway in Oregon after a man reportedly threw roughly $200,000 in cash out of a speeding car. The money belonged to the man and his family. People are still combing the sides of Interstate 5 freeway in Eugene, Oregon, hoping to find more of the money, even though Oregon State Police said it was all gone. They were unsuccessful in locating any, so the people that originally stopped on scene did a pretty good job of cleaning it up.
I bet you they did.
I would have been out there. I wouldn't have called nobody. I would have showed up late to work and wouldn't have said nothing. It would have just been picked it up.
Hey, channeling my you had to write me up that day. Why am I getting reprimanded? It's fine. It's whatever. I really don't even care. Go ahead. Reprimand
me. Okay.
It's fine. I don't even care. Just do what you gotta do.
Well, police said 38-year-old Colin Davis McCarthy drained his family's shared bank account and let it fly along the freeway. Police said they were unfortunately little they could do for the family because the accused shared the account. Do you know how mad I would be?
Very.
somebody walk away with a butt whooping that day.
Oh, it's on. It's on. Boom. It's on. Rock on that. What happened?
Yeah, that dance thing. Boy, so that's 200,000.
My girl, you killed that dance, boy.
That's 200,000, right, Nick?
Okay.
So, yes, we would keep that money. Well, a Virginia family finds nearly $1 million on cash in the road. And guess what they do, Nick?
They turned it in like some punks.
They definitely turned it in. The Shantz family driving through Caroline County found two bags stuffed with nearly $1 million in cash. Emily Swartz told the television station she was riding with her family in the pickup truck when they noticed the car in front of them swerve to avoid something in the road. The pickup hit the object and the Swartz family stopped. Picking up the bag, the family put it in and another one found nearly about 15 feet away. Inside the bag, there were plastic baggies and they were addressed with something that said cash vault. See, I just want to stop you right here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you've been praying for increase,
mm-hmm.
and then you just driving, doing what you need to do, operating within your gift,
mm-hmm.
and then the Lord plops two bags of a million in front of you,
mm-hmm.
who are you to deny the blessings of the Lord?
Amen, brother. A-M-E-N, brother. A-M-E-N.
But yeah, they did the quote unquote right thing and returned it.
Yeah, they did the white thing.
Because what Nick is really saying is this was a black family. This news story would have never been written.
Would never
You would have just been wondering why Keisha down the street got a new car and Gerald got a new truck and why like everything on their house is fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Or why you just keep seeing Amazon package after Shein cart after Temu items because we still gonna buy the fake stuff so we make our money stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Why there's so many boxes showing up the neighbor's house?
Boy, I would have been invested that stuff into something worth the darn.
He would have put that thing down, flipped it, and reversed it.
Boy, I had my nice little house on Lake Tuckaluca. I had a good time, Lake Tuckaluca. Allegedly, because I don't live there.
Allegedly. Right. Nick, two more things.
What that?
Have you ever driven your parents' vehicle without permission?
Boy, have you met my mama?
I mean, yes.
Okay.
That mean you hadn't done? Nick, we done stupid stuff before.
I ain't that stupid.
Okay. A missing 10-year-old Florida boy steals his mom's car and goes for a 200-mile joyride with his sister.
I'm assuming that if he's 10, the sister must be 4.
No. A 10-year-old boy and his 11-year-old sister stole their mom's car and went on an early morning joyride before they were caught more than 200 miles away from their Florida home, according to police. The siblings' adventure ended with deputies from Alcoocha County spotted a white sedan driving on I-65 near Gainesville and pulled the car over around 3:50 a.m. Because the vehicle was stolen, deputies conducted a high-risk traffic stop, but they were shocked when they found the young boy in the driver's seat and his older sister beside him. So, yeah, let's steal vehicles, everybody.
You know, what's really crazy is that the sister's 1 year older, but...
Yes.
White. I just don't... It's crazy to think about these kids just deciding, you know, we're gonna steal mommy's car.
But like, they weren't injured and there were no damages reported after the police. I mean, when the police were there, because when they left, I just know there would be some damages and there would be some injuries.
Florida is just a different place.
It is. It's something. I wasn't even trying to make most of these in Florida because this stuff happens everywhere. But like there was somebody arrested. Remember, we've had like kids arrested in Alabama for stealing cars. But
Florida's a freaking bloodbath. I apologize to our Florida residents, but Florida listeners, I should say. But my gosh, y'all some crazy folks down there.
Yeah, well, we ain't going to visit no time soon. We ain't. We're not going to visit, but y'all do y'all.
Definitely not reading any books down there.
No, we can't. They can't read down there.
I mean, they can. It's just, are they going to read anything that's worth a damn?
I don't know. We ain't going to find out. But y'all, thank y'all so much. I know if you've been driving, your commute was different.
That's
check
for sure.
Check your back seat.
Might be some clowns back there.
Or something.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all, Nick, if people want to get in touch with you or maybe like drive for you instead of driving Miss Daisy, it's driving Mr. Finch. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, that's very simple because they can reach me at the NJF on Facebook, Twitter, IG.
Y'all, this boy just made himself bigger on the screen. So it kind of just threw me off a little
bit. I know, IG and all that stuff. Kirsta, what about you? Where can they reach you?
People can reach me by I'm Kham Cooks on Instagram, Kham Speaks on the X app, Kirsten Cunningham on Facebook. And y'all, as always, for so many episodes, connect with the show by searching hashtag True Comedy. Yep, I just messed you up, Nick. But until next time, this has been True Comedy. Later.